This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
So yeah, we're new. We don't try to... I think some morning shows may try to hide the fact that they're not from a certain city.
Not right? Us.
We're not from here. I'm originally from Georgia. Mm-hmm. Jess is originally from California. Mm-hmm. We've lived here now for about 6 weeks, and we love it. It's a great city. You guys are the most prideful city of anywhere I've lived. And I've lived all over the country.
Yeah.
And it's already becoming an honor to call this place home, truly, just because of the camaraderie this city has. But being new, there's like so many things that we don't know that we're trying to catch up with in real time.
We just want to be like in on the inside jokes. We want to be in on everything, and we're learning every day, and we need you to help us through that.
Yep. So, like, for example, every Monday we've been coming on and asking you to teach us Baltimore. And we've asked you questions about, like, the winking guy, the Bo. Mm-hmm. Last week we talked about Bo.
He's married. Happily married. Amazing.
We learned so much about Natty Bo last week.
Yeah.
We didn't know who that man was.
Right. Hairspray. Can we sing it? Yes, we can. And thank you for that.
We talked about Old Bay. Like, why? What is Old Bay? What's it all about? Mm-hmm. Today, though, is one that, like, I don't know the proper terminology to use. But by using this one word that people have told me to use, it makes me feel uncomfortable in my soul.
And we don't want to be rude.
What do you call a group of people that are from Baltimore?
Yes.
Okay. Like when we were from San Diego, we were San Diego last, right? Mm-hmm. And it's San Diegans.
Right.
Okay. Easy. But now that we're in Baltimore, I've had two people tell me that you call a group of people from Baltimore Baltimoreans.
And I've seen people have sent me messages on Instagram saying the same thing in DMs.
And nothing feels more uncomfortable to me than coming on the radio and saying, so this group of Baltimoreans, I feel like people are setting me up for disaster over
here. Same. I just feel like, are you guys playing a joke on us?
Right. And before we get comfortable with that term, we had to bring that to you.
Because we're not doing that. We're not getting caught up.
No, we're not. Like,
we're not catching a case.
We've sat here for over a month, and I'm like, just say a group of people from Baltimore. Just say that term, because we're not going to go on the radio and say Baltimoreans
and
not know what we're talking about here. So this is when we ask you. It's moments like this that we ask for you to step in and teach us Baltimore. Like, what do you call a group of people? Is it Baltimoreans? Because that feels more appropriate to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it is Baltimoreans, then we need to know that too.
Please help us.
Call us or text us right now. If you got a second, please hop in this conversation. 410-583-1065. What do you call a group of people from Baltimore? And is it Baltimoreans? It's Mix 106.5. I don't know if we're getting set up, but we could really use your help this morning on Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us, what do you call a... This sounds like a punchline.
I know.
What do you call a bunch of... No, we're confused on what do you call a group of people from Baltimore?
Yeah.
And we've had a couple of people. One person that actually works in our sales department, but I wasn't sure if he was kidding.
I know.
And before we come on the radio, I'm not about to say this, but do you call a group of people from Baltimore Baltimoreans? Mm-hmm. Because we've had two people now tell us that's the actual term, but I don't feel comfortable with it. I don't. 410-583-1065. Jess?
So we have a text from the 443 saying it is definitely Baltimoreans.
Okay.
But then we have a text from the 410 saying it's Baltimoreans, not Baltimoreans. Don't fall for it.
So which one is it? 410-583-1065. Because I don't know like which side it's on. Hey, Kathy, is it Baltimoreans?
If you do something stupid or idiotic, yeah.
Okay. Can you tell us an example? Like, what? Where do you qualify for that?
How about, like, a dumb criminal? You know, you walk into a place, you're blatant, you don't have your face covered. You know, something just outright stupid.
Okay.
You're a moron. So, you're from Baltimore, you're Baltimore on.
Well, what is, so then what do you call someone that's, what do you call a group of people from Baltimore?
Baltimoreans.
Okay, to make sure it's official, it's a Baltimoreans.
That's what
we need to know. Thank you so much for calling us. Happy Monday,
too. No problem. You will.
410-583-1065. Irene, you're kind of, it looks like you're kind of all over the place this morning, traveling back and forth.
All over the place this morning.
Irene, tell us, what do you call a group of people from Baltimore?
Okay, you guys are being set up.
I know.
It's Baltimoreans, guys.
It's Baltimoreans.
See, that's what I thought,
guys.
Girl. That's what I thought. They want us out here.
You guys are being set up. With love, though. With love.
They're trying to punk us. That's what I thought. I mean, there's no way I'm coming on. Like, does anybody use the term Baltimoreans?
They do. Even from being here, you know, just to kind of poke fun at, you know, be like, the Baltimoreans and, you know, whatever. But you guys are totally being set up.
Okay,
but is it one of those things where it's like, you can say because you're from here, right?
Exactly. It's one of those things.
Exactly. Okay. And I get it. I will never say it, ever.
Once we earn that true, authentic residency here, when we've learned Baltimore, when we know it.
How long do you think? Like 20 years before we can start saying that word?
A little less. You guys are almost there. You guys are
okay.
Almost
give it a year. Our 1 year anniversary, we're going to use that word. Our 1 year anniversary.
Almost there. Okay. I wanted to say welcome. My kids and I had been listening to you guys since you first started, and I have to say, you guys are awesome, and my kids love you, and we look forward to our morning rides to restaurant schooling because of you guys.
Thank you so much.
For that. That means so much to us, and thank you for teaching us because we don't know. We don't know.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Take care, guys. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So there's a text from the 410 saying, there's nothing wrong with saying Baltimoreans, but it's typically people with the Baltimore accent saying it that way. Someone says they think that it's cute and sweet that we're trying to get it absolutely right, but Baltimoreans is grammatically correct. I mean, we're also just scared and don't want to offend anybody, but thank you.
Facebook will go in real hard on us if we said something wrong. Okay, so just so we're clear, and I want to make sure, and if you want to argue this, you want to prove us wrong, 410-583-1065. It's like speak now, forever hold your peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because as far as we're concerned on this show, when we talk about a group of people from Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
we're going to say Baltimoreans.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm not saying anything else other than that.
That's the only word. No. Patricia from Severn, Maryland. Good morning, Severn.
You are speaking completely wrong.
It's wrong.
Who, us?
Okay, it's not Baltimore.
Baltimore.
It's Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah.
Wait, can you tell me? Can you? Okay, I'm going to say it. I want to, because I feel uncomfortable because I don't want people to think I'm trying too hard. So I wasn't sure if I am being offensive by not saying Baltimore because I don't want people to be like, this girl is just trying to act like she, you know what I mean? So if I say Baltimore, is that okay?
You're not from Baltimore. Then we know you're not from Baltimore.
Okay.
We shorten everything.
Okay.
As we're learning.
There's a street corner. It's hard to say it. Howard. Howard and Fayette. But we shorten it Howard and Fayette.
Okay.
Howard and Fayette. Yeah, and you have, okay, it's not a cemetery, it's a cemetery.
Cemetery.
Okay.
So almost like cemetery, like a line. Cemetery. Like cemetery.
Right. Cemetery.
And you walk on the pavement.
Okay. Howard and a girl, what? Howard and what?
Howard and
Fayette.
I like it. I like it, though, because people don't got time. We got to shorten everything.
Everything shortens. Okay. Now, when you put oil in your car, you don't put oil in your car. You put oil in your car.
Oh.
So basically, it's almost like just act like there's an imaginary ball in your mouth with everything you say.
Correct.
Howard and Fayette.
Baltimore.
It's an ambulance.
I like
that.
Oysters. Ambulance. What else is in Baltimore? Oh, it's a zinc, not a sink.
So if
it's
I were going to wash my hands, I'd do it in the zinc.
You go over to the zinc and you use the spigot. You wash your hands with water.
Well, explain that to me because it's like I understand with some of the words, it's like Baltimore. Okay, you're like kind of condensing it. But sink and zinc, you're not saving any time.
It used to be made out of zinc.
Oh, so fun.
Like Jess, are you literally taking notes over here right now?
Yeah,
Jess is typing.
Oh, there's a book. There is a book on how to speak Baltimoreese.
Okay, where? Can you send it to me?
I believe if you go down the Inner Harbor in one of the, it used to be there a long time ago, there is a book on how to speak Baltimoreese. And it's not Balmer. It's Baltimore. It's Balmer.
Balmer.
Balmer, Balmer, Maryland. It's Washington.
Okay.
We do our wash with water. Water, water is, you know, we shorten everything. So
okay.
You can't effing understand us.
I'm glad you said that because honestly, okay, you know, being brand new from being from out of the city, there's times that people will call and I'm like, I don't think I fully understand what you just said.
No, when they say the city, so we just let them
we're
say
like,
it.
And then
we
won't you say condensed it. That, I feel like. That was condensed.
Learn Baltimoreese.
Yeah.
Okay. Baltimore is Baltimore.
Baltimoreese.
Baltimoreese.
Yep.
Baltimoreese. There is a book.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5. WWMX HD1 Baltimore.
A radio.com station.
It's new morning fun with Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
And we're right on time. I want that to be noted because the last couple mornings before this, we were not. And it's a Monday morning.
Yeah, we're struggling.
And it's a holiday, technically.
Yeah.
Just saying. And here we are. We're out here in these streets today, man.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yeah, hopefully it was a great weekend. You're getting back up. A little dark outside, a little rainy. It's okay. We're going to do this thing together. It's our 6 o'clock club. These are the people that wake up super early in the morning like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, I don't know if anyone's going to check in today.
No, we already have people checking
already?
In.
Already?
A squad.
Because it is, you know, it is a holiday for some people. And so I didn't know if anybody would be up. So if you are and you're part of our 6 o'clock club, we just want to say hi to you. Give you a shout out on the radio. 410-583-1065. Who's already up with us?
Good morning, Johnny E.
Johnny
you know,
E.
He's awake with us. Good morning, Jen. And good morning, Miss Irina.
Good to see you guys.
Yes.
So early. I'm trying to figure out where in the East Coast transition I am and if I'm behind or not.
What do you mean?
Because we moved here. It's now been about 6 weeks, right?
Oh,
over
wow.
here in Baltimore. I know, which is crazy because it feels like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
There's part of me feels like I lived here my whole life, and there's part of me that feels like we just got here.
No, same. Actually, totally same.
You know?
Yeah.
It's starting to feel like home a lot faster than I thought it would.
I know.
So
I still use my GPS, so it's fine.
But same. but here's the one thing that I'm not prepared for
what?
Is what's going on outside right now.
Oh, me either.
At all. Do you have an umbrella?
No.
I don't either.
I was driving this morning, and I tried to take some side streets, too, because the side streets in the freeway for me are literally the same amount of time. So I'm like, let me just try the side streets because I shouldn't be driving, period, let alone in the rain. And then I'm like, this is almost just as bad because I don't know where I'm at and it's dark and these roads are a little scary because there's no light. And I was thinking, like, what am I going to do if something happens to me? I'm going to have to call you and you're going to have to come get me.
I was thinking the same thing
as
I was driving up the 83 this morning because I typically get here later than Jess. I mean, I can get here anytime between like 5:05 and like 5:20. It just depends on how the morning's going, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like, what happens if I got in a wreck? This is where my crazy brain goes.
I know.
What happens if I got, because we're not used to really driving in the rain either.
We're not.
And there's that turn on the 83, you know what I'm talking about, coming out of downtown, that like is kind of super scary, and like once a week there's like a bad wreck there.
A lot of turns are very abrupt like that and super sharp.
So I was like, if I got in a wreck, like, would Jess even know, or would she just think that I was typically late?
I know, I would just think you were late.
I know. Like, so what point in the morning would you finally start to worry about me?
5:50.
5:50.
Because that's just how you be sometimes. So I would just think, man, this man overslept. He went to the grocery store. He's taking his time.
5:50?
We should just have a plan.
5:30.
Like, if I don't hear from you by 5:30, that
Call.
Means something went wrong.
Yes.
And then we'll figure it out.
Okay. All right. That's a worrisome.
Great.
5:50.
Great.
I would worry about you. Like this morning, I know you got here a little bit late because I pulled into the radio station and our studio is right here on the corner and I can see the studio lights and they were off and I was like,
Jess
is dead.
No.
Like, I don't know. My anxiety's bad this morning.
No, I was just getting coffee and then I spilled it in the kitchen so then I had to clean it up.
Monday.
Yeah.
It's a Monday, man. It just feels like a Monday. All right, get your text going. Let's get the Baltimore top three started. It's a top three trending story. This is a busy weekend, too. A lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Comedian Bill Burr is getting a lot of heat after what he said on SNL over the weekend. Did you think he was being offensive? I'll tell you what happened next right here on Mix.
Yeah, this Bill Burr joke that was made on SNL. Like, some people thought it was so funny. Some people thought it was so offensive. And you can decide how you're feeling here in about 30 seconds as we get into the Baltimore Top 3 here on Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess, and this is the 6 o'clock club, man. Until that sun comes up, we're all in this club together. It's the people that wake up early. Like it or not, you're here. And we're thankful for it. Jess, who is waking up with us this morning?
Kim is here. Kyle, Dan, Pam, Dawn. Who else is with us? Amanda, Tyler, and Anthony. Good morning.
There's something about you being up early this morning that means even more to me. You know, typically it's just like, it's cold.
Because it's rainy. It's rainy. It's cold.
And it's a holiday for a lot of people.
And we're together and we're here.
So thanks for doing it. You too. Come on. 410-583-1065. Text us.
Mix 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
This is the top 3 most important stories in Baltimore this morning. Jess?
Sponsored by Bob Ward Homes. Check out the new Snyder Summit Townhomes at bobward.com. The LA Lakers beat Miami Heat last night to win their first NBA championship since Kobe Bryant's final title back in 2010. This is LeBron James' fourth title, and the Lakers are the third team that he's won the title with. Last night, LeBron James and Anthony Davis led the LA Lakers to a Game 6 victory over Miami Heat to finish the series 4-2. The final score was 106-93, and the Lakers were in control pretty much the entire way. The Lakers' last championship came in 2010 when Kobe Bryant won his title, and his wife Vanessa congratulated the team on their victory and said in a post, "Kobe was right. Stay the course and block out the noise. Yeah. I wish Kobe and Gianna were here to see this."
That's a special win, I think, this year specifically.
I think so too.
You know, since we're only like 6 weeks into living in Baltimore, I have a question that I will not ask any of the time of the show because I don't want to sound ignorant to living here. Mm-hmm. But do we care about the Washington Wizards here? Like, I'm genuinely curious, like, if people in Baltimore care about, because I was asking Jess in my complete no knowledge.
Right, like, this is off
sports.
The air.
Yeah. Is I was like, hey, like, we don't have a basketball team, right?
And I'm like, why are you asking me?
And then I was like, well, the closest one would be the Wizards.
And he's like, do we care about
them? But do
people
care about the Wizards here?
And I said, you're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask you 6 o'clock club instead. Like, do we care about the Wizards? 410-583-1065. Shoot us a text and let us know, okay?
Yeah, because if we don't, then we don't. And we'll never talk about them ever again.
We'll never mention that word ever again.
And we're only keeping this between us and the 6 o'clock
it's
club, so don't
space.
Tell your friends that we're asking about this. Thank
that
you.
New morning, she has no idea what's going
you
on.
You don't, thanks.
Just genuinely curious.
The city is shutting down Charles Street this Saturday, October 17th. The neighborhoods are working with the Downtown Partnership for the Charles Street Promenade pedestrian takeover. Shops, galleries, restaurants, and the Charles Movie Theater and about 24 local businesses will be outside. The city wanted to give them the opportunity to stay open and earn a little extra revenue before the colder months shut down outdoor activity. Charles Street will be closed from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. this Saturday. For a full list of participating businesses and restaurants, go to charlesstreetpromenade.com.
That's cool.
Comedian Bill Burr hosted Saturday Night Live over the weekend, and his monologue has everybody talking. In case you missed it, Bill criticized white women for hijacking the woke movement. He also questioned the length of Gay Pride Month versus Black History Month. His monologue pretty much made the internet go crazy. On one hand, people questioned whether a straight white man should tackle homophobia and racism, while another questioned whether he was qualified to rant about cancel culture. And then on the flip side, some people praised the comedian for his comments and said that he actually brought light to these issues. So we have a couple clips for you, and you can decide for yourself.
Certain chapters.
No, that's not him. Sorry. Here he is.
The woke movement was supposed to be about people of color not getting opportunities, the at-bats that they deserve, finally making that happen. And it was about that for about 8 seconds. And then somehow, white women swung their Gucci-booted feet over the fence of oppression and stuck themselves at the front of the line. I don't know how they did it. I've never heard so much complaining in my life from white women.
I think it's a really hard time to be a comedian.
Yeah.
I think that it's a really hard time to be a comedian. I know what he has to do. I get it. There's comedians that, and he's known for that. He's known to push the limits anyway.
Mm.
And I think if that joke was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, it may have been okay. I think right now it's hard to comment on anything.
I know.
It's not that this is about us at all, but I mean, I can tell you personally, no matter, since I've been here on this radio station, mm-hmm. I've been called on both sides of the political spectrum just by making one simple political statement.
Oh, yeah, just, both of us.
Yeah, right. But
when
not
we're
even,
just reading the news.
We're just reading the news, and all of a sudden it's, you like this side, or you need to shut your mouth about this side of this.
Right.
It's just like, whoa. Like, so I feel like, I don't know if the answer is not to tackle issues like this,
uh-huh.
or the answer, because I feel like it does, there's something about that sense of comedy that we're used to, you know?
Yeah.
Or is it just too, is it way too soon? Do we not cover anything that might be even borderline offensive?
I know.
And I feel like this latter is probably the answer.
Just with
in
how
2020
everything is right now. It's probably not the best.
Yeah.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. If you've got an hour to hang out this morning, I know it's a holiday for a lot of people and it's rainy, but we got $1,000 that I am like about 98% sure we're going to give away this morning, right?
I hope so.
It's Mega Prize Minute. It's 10 questions. You get 60 seconds to answer them. The cool thing about it, though, is all 10 questions you already know if you've been listening.
Mm-hmm.
So be here. We're going to play about 7:15, 7:20 this morning on Mix. Shout out to our 6 o'clock club this morning. Thank you so much for getting up so early with us.
Good morning, Ellen, and good morning, Carrie.
And you deserve a shout out. So get us on the text 410-583-1065. I think Jess finally turned into an adult this weekend.
Kind of.
I give Jess a hard time because we've been friends now for like 5 years, but she's a decade younger than I am. And
why do you say it like that?
Because it just makes me feel like
she's a decade younger. Like, what up?
Back in the 80s. Let me tell you about the 80s.
Stop
Jessica?
It. Stop.
No, but we do, like, Jess and I are like really good friends. And we click on so many levels until there's things like, for example, there's an Animaniacs revival coming back to Hulu.
Yeah.
And I used to love watching Animaniacs, the cartoon show, growing up.
Yeah.
Jess looked at me like I was just speaking Mandarin.
Hannah Montana, where?
Yeah, right. And I don't know anything about Hannah Montana. Yeah. So it's like moments like that. But I remember like late 20s. Remember like in late 20s when you like went from like your hard partying phase into your weekend started to look a little bit different and you just loved it, but you weren't quite sure if you were ready to embrace how much you loved it because you weren't sure how like people were going to feel. Because you start, I remember these days, Jess, of like looking around and being like, okay, wait, I enjoy a quiet weekend so much more than I enjoy going out and like partying all weekend long.
Yeah.
And like, if I say that out loud, does that make me like an old person?
Yeah.
So what happened this weekend?
So I went and saw some family in Virginia and we went to the Manassas battlefields. Please forgive me if I'm pronouncing this wrong. But it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's my boyfriend and I and my uncle, my aunt and their son, and we're just walking around and the battlefields are huge. And what's awesome is when you're walking through, then you'll see like plaques that they'll tell you where they were here and what was happening here. And then there are some cemeteries, which definitely freaked me out, but that's fine. But I'm just like, there's leaves and it's fall and I'm crying. And I felt like I was in a movie. I felt like I was in the Patriot movie. I was just, it was so emotional to me. And I was like, when did I start being outside and learning about things? This is so fun.
Did you ever think, though, like if I told 25-year-old Jess, so 3 years ago, like, hey, listen, Jess, in 3 years, the highlight of your weekend is going to be going to a battlefield and looking at leaves? Yeah.
And seeing cannonballs and like, no, absolutely not. But I loved it. I just thought it was such a cool thing.
You know, I've been kind of stuck in my Baltimore bubble over here. Like, I really haven't explored a ton. I explored a little bit this weekend. I went over to the aquarium for the first time, which I thought was really cool. But I haven't explored much outside of just like the downtown, Inner Harbor, you know, Fed Hill area. Is Virginia cool? Like, what's your review on going over to Virginia? It's not far. It's what, an hour from here?
Yeah, it was like an hour 20.
Yeah.
I loved it. I think it's gorgeous. I also think that something that we've never experienced before is did you go on the potato chip whatever hike in San Diego?
Oh, so Potato Chip Rock is just it's like a quick hike. Exactly. I never went on it, but it's just people just go there to take pictures pretty much.
Exactly. Yeah. The fact that it's like potato chip, come on. But when you're over here, you feel like you're a part of something. Yeah. You're a part of history and you're learning about so much. And it has a completely different meaning of wanting to go and learn
and
about
stuff.
Right.
I got to get over to Virginia eventually.
Yeah.
I got to get over there. Yeah, for sure.
Today in dog news.
Let's take a look in the wonderful world of dogs.
Okay.
In case you don't know, I freaking love dogs.
I know.
I love dogs more than most people, Jess.
You do.
I love my mama and then every dog and then like every human below that.
That's accurate.
That's the order how I feel about it. And there's so much happening in like dog news that nobody covers. The other radio stations too scared to cover this kind of stuff.
I know.
This hard-hitting news that we cover over here on Mix. But there are a lot of cute dog stories out there and things that you should hear. This story I'm going to tell you first is, it starts a little rough. but you got to bear with me, okay? I promise it has a good ending.
Okay.
So there's this guy that was standing in the middle of the street, and he's got some kind of social media influence. I don't know who he is, though. Mm. And he started filming this woman because she was, like, carrying this dog all kind of weird. The dog's, like, squirming, trying to get out. She's kind of swinging him around.
Like, it didn't look right.
Didn't look right.
Yeah.
And so he starts filming her, and she starts, like, flipping out on him. And what she does, and then she starts saying all this racist stuff to him.
Ew.
And then, like, it starts to get heavy. And so she actually ends up throwing the dog at him, like this puppy. She throws it at him. The dog hits the ground.
No.
And luckily, the dog runs right to the guy that's filming, almost like, oh, my God, please save me from this. But what I want you to hear is the difference between, because I'm going to play the audio of, like, a dog actually getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But what this guy did was he took her in.
Yeah.
And took care of her, started a GoFundMe account for her knees, because she had some kind of, like, issue she had to get dealt with. And now it's, like, the world's happiest puppy. So let's listen to the difference between the two, okay?
Yeah. Is that your dog?
It's being thrown at.
Whoa, back up. This is not your dog. This is not your dog no more. I got a video of everything.
He's so happy now. Look at that thing. Oh my gosh.
So luckily, dog gets rescued. Dog's super happy. It all happened the way it needed to. That first cry, I'm like, no.
But he could tell that the dog, like, she probably was stealing him from someone or just grabbed him and he didn't want to be with her.
Just, I'll put this video on our Instagram so you can go see it, because just the way that he ran right to this man was like, save me.
Hmm.
Okay, in other dog news today. You've probably heard a lot of dog, like, weird dog howls, but this one may be the weirdest one of 2020, okay? The only way that people online can describe this morning is this sounds like a man trapped inside of a dog's body, okay? You want to hear this?
Yes.
Listen.
Stop it.
Like, imagine.
Stop.
Like, for example, Kiki, my chihuahua, last night, she hates the rain. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not used to it yet, and she's, like, sense it coming. So, like, yesterday when it started getting, like, she got, you know, all antsy and weird.
Yeah.
Last night, she didn't sleep well. But imagine your dog sounding like this all night long.
I feel like he's saying, like, Mom,
help,
Mom,
help. Yeah, so there you go. That's a little Today in Dog News here on Mix 106.5. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Okay, so Mondays, we bring my mom on. We pipe her in. Is that what they say? That may be a radio term. Pipe her in.
Say, she calls
us. Connect with, well, this isn't a call, though. She's live on with us on a microphone.
I know.
So
it's like she's here.
In Georgia.
Yeah, in Georgia. She comes on every Monday, though, for Mom's Monday Motivation, because Mondays,
we need her.
They're the worst.
We need some Nancy in our life on Monday.
Especially on days like this, because a lot of your friends may have the day off, and if you're driving into work right now, why didn't they have, you know, this day is a holiday?
Yeah.
Like, why didn't I vote for that one day in October? Damn it.
Yeah.
So I thought some Monday Motivation with my mom. And in case you don't know, my mom and I actually do a podcast together every day called Certified Mama's Boy, and it's like a feel-good podcast that we do. So if you're looking for more of this kind of stuff, you can get it on radio.com or wherever you get your podcast. All right, Mom, get us pumped up for the week.
Okay. Today I'm quoting Maya Angelou, and she says, try to be a rainbow in someone's cloud. So, you know, what I've discovered is even wearing a mask, we smile with our eyes. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
You know, sometimes I can be deceptive, though. Do you ever feel like you have to, like, almost like prove to people you're smiling under your mask, though? Like, strangers, you walk up next to them, you're like,
kind of. I try harder because you can't see everyone's face, and everyone, it looks a little sad sometimes. So I try to do that too.
Yeah, exactly. So just, you know, you can do so many little things to brighten someone's day. And if someone's ugly to you, just know that something probably is not going well in their lives, and try to be kind.
And maybe that's a commitment we can all make to ourselves right now. Like, what can we do? And we got 5 full days to get this thing done. But, like, what can you do to be the brightness in somebody's day.
And it, and honestly, it can take something as small as maybe when, if you go out to eat and you compliment the server's eyes, or you, you know, thank someone when you go to the grocery store. I like your hair today. You have no idea how much those little comments can change somebody's day.
Absolutely. Yep. Little things make a big difference. And, you know, people are going through tough times now. So we all just need to be especially gracious to one another.
Yep, that's absolutely right. Well, there you go. There's my mom, and you can get more of her right now on Certified Mama's Boy podcast.
She's a pop star. She has her own mug. It's amazing.
So good. Pod star.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. All right, Mom.
Okay. Love you. You all have a great week. Love you forever.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
It's the biggest stories in the city. And Jess has got them for you this morning. Jess.
Sponsored by Bob Ward Homes. Check out the new Snyder Summit Townhomes at BobWard.com. The Baltimore Ravens took down Bengals rookie quarterback Joe Burrow 7 times in yesterday's game. And Burrow, the top pick in the NFL draft, looked every bit like a first-year player going up against one of the league's most elite defensive teams. Man, they kept coming after this boy. At one point, I was like, Joe, run. Obviously, I wanted us to win, but I felt so bad for that boy. He's like 21. He looked terrified.
That's what Jess said. She said it just seemed like it was almost like a high school football game. He was so young.
It was bad. Yeah. But we dominated Cincinnati in a 27-3 victory Sunday, and it was awesome. The Ravens have forced a turnover in 18 straight games, the longest active streak in the NFL and second longest in franchise history. Wow. But a lot of fans were concerned that Lamar wasn't going to be at yesterday's game because he missed a couple practices this week, but he reassured everyone that he's fine.
No, I was no doubt, but I still need to be out there, you know, get my chemistry with my guys. I wish I could have been out there, but, you know, like you just said, you know, I was sick and stuff like that. But this week is going to be totally different because I'm going to be out there every day, so it's going to be good.
So he's back.
Lamar is back in full force, and the Ravens will travel to Philly this Sunday for their game at 1 p.m. So a fall tradition for many is to visit a local pumpkin patch, and thankfully it's something that you can still do with your family this year. A list came out of the best Baltimore area pumpkin patches and fall festivities of 2020, so here's just a few. Fresh McKenzie's in Baldwin, they have a corn maze, petting zoo, that's $8 per person. Valley View Farms in Cockeysville, everyone keeps talking about their pumpkin that weighs 1,776 pounds, nicknamed the Patriot. You guys have to go see that thing, and admission is free for the family. And then there's Weber's Cider Mill Farm in Parkville. They have a maze, duck races, farm animals. During the week, it's a little cheaper if you guys want to go. $6 a ticket. On the weekends, it's $8 a ticket. There's a full list I put up for you on our Facebook page, Mix 106.5 Mornings, if you want to check that out.
It's a time of year that I really wish I was in a relationship.
Oh my.
Like summer, I'm cool. Spring, no problem. It. Now it is starting to get like fall.
You want to go?
Imagine going to a pumpkin patch by yourself.
I will.
I can't think of anything sadder.
The only reason why you want someone to go with you is to take your picture. Okay? And I will go with you and take your picture.
Then I'm good. Stop tripping.
Okay, I'm good. I can't. Do not let this man play you.
You know, most people take their kids to the pumpkin patch for pictures.
An Instagram photo. Just tell me. I got you.
I need Jess to go with me to take my photo.
We'll go.
All right.
Mariah Carey is the queen of Christmas, and it looks like she has something new in store for us this year. Mariah made fans go crazy over the weekend when she posted a picture of three director's chairs on set with initials MC, AG, and JH, captioning just a simple Christmas tree emoji. So obviously, like, everyone's mind is going crazy. Fans immediately begin to think that she was hinting at a collaboration with Ariana Grande and Jennifer Hudson, but Mariah has not said anything yet, and she's also scheduled to star in Mariah Carey's Magical Christmas special for Apple TV, so it's possible that they could be a part of it. I'm thinking our new favorite Christmas song is coming soon.
But what are the other initials?
AG, Ariana Grande, hands down.
For sure?
Immediate.
Okay.
I would put my life on that.
Okay, like, and the other one?
And then JH, Jennifer Hudson is what they're saying.
Okay.
I think that would be a banger.
That would be a Christmas banger.
We would love it.
Here's what I don't want.
What?
Is I don't want a remake of this song. Don't touch this song.
Oh.
It's a relic. Don't you dare. No, I don't want a remix of it.
Even if Mariah was singing it with
no.
them.
No. Don't touch it because it's perfect just the way it is. You know what I mean? Like, you mastered it. It's fantastic.
I don't care. Give me anything, Mariah. Give me anything. I'll support it 100%. This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Kramer
Mega Price Minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, caller number 33. Who is this?
Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Julia, are you ready?
Are you sure you're ready, Julia? You're coming in with some intrepidation this morning.
It's because I've been off work for a couple days, so the girl that sits with me, we write down the answers.
Oh, okay. Gosh. Well, you're back. You're back. And are you having to split the money if you win?
We originally said if either one of us won, we would split it.
Oh,
you said originally, but you're like, now that I'm calling that 33.
I mean,
are you changing, Julia?
We didn't say it for this week, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm Julia, I
feel a lawsuit coming on, and then we're going to be involved in
some way. No, we're not a part of it.
We're going to show up at court having to testify.
Like
this
Julia
game is all
said
about.
To me that she swore under the oath of Mega Prize Minute that she would share.
At least take her to lunch or something, right? Well,
right?
You are caller number 33, so congratulations. Ooh. This is the first step in winning $1,000 right now.
Oh,
you've said you're off a couple of days, so this is going to be interesting. But let me explain how this game is played for those that never knew, because it's vital that you pay attention if you're just now tuning in, because you could be the next person to win $1,000.
Oh, my God.
So we're gonna ask Julia 10 questions here, okay? It's going to be 60 seconds to answer them. If she gets all right, she gets $1,000, right?
Yes.
I want to remind you, since all 10 questions are out there, time is impeccable.
Yeah.
Don't waste a lot of time stalling, right? You can't. But also, we have to get all 10 questions out. You can't rush past a question because you know what it's going to be. We have to get all the words out, okay?
Okay.
If you answer them all right, we're going to give you $1,000 thanks to our friends over at I Can See Your Voice on Fox.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there are a couple of rules. Here we go. Jess.
If you get one wrong, you're out. If you mispronounce the answer, you're out. If you take longer than 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions, you're out. But if you get all 10 questions right within the minute, you are going to win $1,000.
How sure are you about this round?
I'm sure.
Okay.
I can read the handwriting where I heard the stuff.
Well, here we go. Let's give this a shot. We're going to start the clock right now.
60 seconds starts now.
Question number one. I Can See Your Voice panelist Cheryl Hines plays the voice of this funny man on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Larry David.
Correct.
Question number two. What four colors are in the Old Bay logo?
Blue, red, yellow, white.
Correct.
Question number three. What did Jess order to drink when she had her first crab?
Shirley Temple.
Correct.
Question number four, what is the Maryland state bird?
Oriole.
Correct.
Question number five, I Can See Your Voice celebrity singer Nick Lachey is best known for performing as part of what boy band?
98 Degrees.
Correct.
Question number six, what is my Instagram handle?
At Just Do It.
Correct.
Question number seven, who was Baltimore's first black mayor?
Kurt Schmoke.
Correct.
Question number eight, how much money did Kramer spend on his Chihuahua Kiki's food last month?
$109.98.
Correct.
Question number nine. The best Halloween candy for your teeth is what?
Chocolate.
Correct.
Question number 10. What is Lamar Jackson's average annual salary?
$2.38 million.
Ah!
Julia! You got it!
There she goes!
Yes!
Yes!
There she goes! That last question had me nervous. Is that 2.? No, you better say 2.83 because, oh my God.
2.38.
You won $1,000.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Great.
Now the question is, how are you going to split this money? Because I think it's going to make it real complicated when your coworker gets into work this morning.
She's already here. I'll still split it with her.
Okay. That's a good person right there. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Tomorrow, now we come back, you're like, well, what now? What do we do? It's all right. Brand new round starts tomorrow morning on Mix 106.5. Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. I just ordered this book, Jess. It's called Basic Baltimorese. Baltimorese? Yeah.
You got it.
And it's called An Illustrated Guide for Getting Around Baltimore, Maryland. Because obviously we got a lot to learn. But this book, by the way, is out of print, so... I don't think you can find it anymore except if we're on Amazon. Welcome to Mix 106.5 with Kramer and Jess. We're trying to learn. There's a video out this morning that's going viral that I wanted to tell you about because I don't know if it's real or not, but it's really funny for sure. It's a woman that's inside Target. It looks like her boyfriend works there. Now, picture it. She walks into Target with a wedding dress on. With her is like a friend, it looks like, that has a bridesmaid's dress on. They also have
is her maid of honor.
Right. And they have a priest with them as well.
Yes.
And if this video is real, what she's doing is she basically goes up to her boyfriend who's been dragging his feet on should we get married, should we not?
Right.
And basically says, listen, if we're going to do this, then we're going to do it right now. In the middle of Target. Here, listen to this.
You left me for 2 years ago. it's time to do it or get out. Either we're getting married right now, or I'm leaving, I'm out. I'm done. Like, if you don't marry me this second, I'm going to pastor. I'm going to Emily. She's my bridesmaid. Hi, guys. I'm just finally making him commit, you know? Like, we're getting married now, or, like, it's over.
He said, can we talk about this outside?
Oh, no.
Thank you so much.
So they...
Someone
has
told me
something? Oh, someone has told me.
Now, of course, I don't know if it's real or not, but if you go over to our Instagram, Jess is going to post it right now. We're Kramer and Jess on Instagram. Kramer with a K. Kramer and Jess over there. I mean, listen, I get it. At some point, you started to get frustrated. I always tell the story. My ex-wife swears it's not true, but I always, she told me basically I had 1 year. And if after 1 year, I wasn't 100% sure that I wanted to marry her, then she needed to move on because she was getting too old at her ripe old age of 26 to be waiting around for a man to figure out, like, should she or should she not? It actually does bring up a good topic. I don't know if you know this or not, but Jess.
Careful.
I know. She's sitting right there. Jess has been dating her boyfriend, Garage Boy, for how long?
9 months.
Okay. And the word marriage just popped out of her mouth for the very first time this week. Or it was late last week, sorry, technically. And I don't know what kind of advice to give her about this. What I would love for you to do, though, grab your phone right now and tell us what do you think the appropriate amount of time dating is before you should marry somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if you know how long Jess and her boyfriend have been together, but it ain't that long. It ain't that long. We'll talk about this next. 410-583-1065.
Introducing Kramer and Jess.
Find them on social at Kramer and Jess. Insta, TikTok, Facebook.
Mix 106.5.
Yeah, so when is the appropriate time to, like, how long should you date before you finally get married?
Yeah.
And there's no obviously no rule book for this, but I thought it'd be kind of cool to talk to you about it this morning because everybody's got a different story. There are some people that will probably say, oh my gosh, I waited too long and my relationship got stale because we didn't like move to the next level. And then I bet you we're going to hear stories on the other end of this today. They're like, oh my gosh, I only dated for a couple of months. We got married and either it didn't work or it did.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how this came up. In case you don't know, we also do an uncensored podcast once a week. It's up usually on Wednesdays. And if you want to go listen to that, you can go to KramerandJess.com. It's Kramer with a K. And you can just download the Uncensored podcast on radio.com or wherever you get your podcast. But Jess casually mentioned this.
Casually.
Just.
In confidence.
Yes. And I broke that trust and brought it to the podcast because I think, honestly, it's a pretty valid question. So let me just play you just a little bit of our Uncensored podcast, episode number 6.
Okay. I literally was just like, when do you think I should get married? And then this man's like, oh my God, oh, so now you want to get married? Are you kidding? And I was like, I literally was just asking a question, like, when do you think, I was just asking for advice, that's it. And now you out here saying I'm being crazy.
I'm not saying you're being crazy. I just, it's so weird to me because I think maybe because I haven't known Garage Boy, like, in person that long. I've only known him for like a month. So for me, this is like a 1 month relationship as far as I'm concerned. But the fact that you're already thinking, let's really break that down.
I was just asking about marriage.
Where did this come from? Where did you even start thinking? It's just going through your head? Because you guys have been together how long? 8 months now?
Nine months.
Okay. And like, you're 28?
I'm 27.
He's 27. He's 27.
We're the same age. So it's like, because it's not where, like you, I'm 22.
You got to break this down. You can't just say, when should we get married? Like, where did this whole thing come from?
I don't know. I was just thinking about it.
It just popped in your head one day, like, we should get married. Like, do you want to marry this man?
No, I was thinking, like, when is that appropriate?
Yeah.
I think just
would you marry him today?
Yeah.
If he was like, will you marry me?
I'd be like, okay.
You would totally marry him?
Mm-hmm.
No question asked.
No questions asked. I would.
So that's from the Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Mm-hmm.
9 months in, Jess says she would marry him.
Yeah.
Not that you're going to propose, but if you propose today, you'd do it.
Yeah.
No doubt. I just need to know, on average, what is your opinion on that? Like, how long should you truly wait? Because I told you earlier, my ex-wife,
okay.
Okay, she told me, she was basically like, you have a year. Mm-hmm. And after a year, if you're not ready to marry me, then I'm going to move on. So I felt pretty pressured even after a year to get it done. I do not recommend that anybody gets married until you have at least been dating for, I'm going to say, at the least 2 years.
Okay.
2 years. And then you can get engaged. And then I think you should be engaged for like 5 years. Listen, and then if y'all still love each other,
because
then
listen,
you can get a ring.
Listen, I understand. I agree.
7 years, Jess.
I get it. But I also, I just don't want you to be so jaded.
Jess thinks I'm jaded because I'm divorced.
Because you are.
I am.
And it's affected you in such a negative way. It's like you won't, you have to let your heart, you have to be open. Like, you have to allow yourself to love and receive love.
I feel like you're too open. 410-583-1065. Like, how long should you wait until you get engaged or married? Hey, Laura, where are you calling from, Laura?
Well, I live in Pasadena, but I'm driving over on the Eastern Shore today for work.
Oh, how far is that drive, by the way?
2.5 hours. Or
wow.
So. Yeah,
that's a long time. Hopefully, we can keep you entertained on your drive. Do you want to talk to us about like how long should you wait before you get?
So I waited way too long. It was 12 years before we got married.
Wow.
I know, and I was 19 when I met him. He was 29, but I do recommend living together first.
We do live together.
So that's a good start.
Oh, perfect.
But, okay, in your opinion, how long, because you said, okay, 12 years is way too long to get to finally know somebody.
Agreed.
Also, were you waiting because everyone else was telling you to wait, or were you scared, or was he scared? Like, why do you think it took the 12 years?
Well, we had a 10-year age difference, too. So when he was ready, I wasn't. When I was ready, he wasn't.
Okay.
But we never broke up during those 12 years. We got engaged after 7 years, and then we got married on April Fool's Day 5 years later.
and are you guys still together?
We are.
That's good, then. That's a good start, right?
Did.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, 24 years together, I get time served.
Wow, so, yeah. Well, do you...
I would wait at least 2 to 3 years before you get married.
I think so.
You got to live together and figure out your little idiosyncrasies and make sure you can live together.
Okay.
You know, you're still in the honeymoon phase.
Yes.
And everything's still flowers.
It's all fun, right?
Yeah.
When does the honeymoon phase wear off, you think?
Oh, I don't know. It's been so long, I don't know.
She's like, I've been out of it so long, I can't remember the honeymoon phase. I don't know. Lord knows.
Laura's
I'm going to murder
like,
that man most
remember.
Days. I don't even know. Yeah.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I don't even think on our honeymoon we were in our honeymoon phase anymore.
Well, after 12 years, I don't think you probably were either. No, there's probably no way. Okay, yeah, 2 to 3 years. That's good to hear that. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. What are people saying on text?
So Lori says, live with them for at least a year before you tie the knot and 3 to 4 years together.
Yeah.
But she also says, everyone is different and I'm a firm believer and you have to live and learn and what worked for someone may not work for you. So good luck.
But I think there's something to be said about the law of averages. You know, like if we had a ton of calls this morning saying like, don't do it after 9 months.
Listen, I'm not going to be that girl who showed up to Target in a wedding dress telling her boyfriend they had to get married right there on the spot. I was just wondering and asking a question.
410-583-1065. How long should you date before you finally get married? Mix 1065. How long do you date before you get married? I'd love to talk to people this morning with your experiences because Jess, low key, if you will, Jessica.
Low key, yes.
Is at least thinking about marriage.
I was just wondering.
It's a good, I mean, like, it's a valid question 9 months into a relationship.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm just trying to deter you from like going through with it so soon. So she's been dating her boyfriend, Garage Boy, for 9 months. On the Uncensored podcast this week, she was just like, it popped in my head. Like,
I was just wondering what your thoughts were.
And I don't have an average, you know. I dated my wife for a year. We got engaged for 8 months. We got married way too soon. As the divorced person on this show, I can tell you it's way too soon.
Okay.
410-583-1065. Like, what advice could you give her, though? Like, what is your time? Like, did you go really fast? I'm sure we're going to hear from people that have dated somebody for like 3 weeks and they've been married for 30 years.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we're going to hear from people that dated for 5 years and they get cheated on 2 months into their marriage. Like, I think we're going to hear both sides. 410-583-1065.
A text from the 610 said, my fiance and I were together for 2 years before we got engaged. My friend who was older found her fiance and got married after a year. Everybody is different, but don't rush it because you're going to spend your entire lives together.
True. Kayla is driving to Essex this morning. And what, I mean, seriously, how long do you wait? How long do you date for?
I think 3 years for a proposal is fine. At that point, you guys should have at least be on the same page relationship-wise, uh-huh. like what you both want. So for instance, like, me and my boyfriend have been together a year, but when we first got together, I told him straight up my end goal for a relationship, because I'm 25, is like any relationship I'm in right now, the end goal is marriage.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
And if he started to have doubts or if he wasn't sure that he needed to like just be straight up, that way we could either fix it or, you know, just go from there. So I think 3 years is good for until a proposal.
So you're how long did you wait with your situation?
So we're not... So we've only been together a year, but we've had conversations.
Okay.
Just because I keep telling him, like, I'm 25. My end goal right now is marriage. I'm not dating for fun anymore like when I was younger. So as long as you guys are on the same page, I think you should go your own speed.
Let Uncle Kramer impart some wisdom onto my favorite two 20-year-olds that are here right now.
Don't you dare disrespect us
Kayla
like
and
this.
Jess, Kayla and Jess. You guys are so young. You're so young. You don't know
how
young
I
was 25
fair.
When I got married.
No.
It was a terrible decision.
No, stop it. But I do think that it's fair for her to say, to let him know where her head is at and what
absolutely.
She wants. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
You date for 2 years, you stay engaged for 7 years.
No.
And if they don't cheat on you, then you get married, okay?
But I think 3 years is what? You think 3 years is fine, Kramer?
I think 3 years would be. Kayla, I think your head's screwed on straight. You'd be 28, 3 years in. I think
exactly.
You're good.
Yeah, leave her alone.
Just not a date before.
Yeah, but everyone's different. Like, I know people who've been together 10 years and they've never even talked about it. I know people who only dated for 3 months and they're engaged and they're still going strong.
Exactly.
So I think it's just every relationship is different.
Yes.
Everyone's different.
And just because you were hurt doesn't mean you can tell people to stop believing
in
love.
Saying, 7 years. Okay. Hey, Kayla, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, guys. You have a good morning.
Bye, too.
Kayla.
Okay, she's one of our favorite callers. It's Laurel from Laurel. Are you named after Laurel?
No.
Just say you are.
Yeah,
please.
That'd be even cooler.
Okay, just say
Laurel
you
from
are.
Laurel. How long do you wait before you finally get, you know, married after you're dating?
Girl, I would wait at least 3 years. Because I'm just one of those people who, like, has only been in long-term relationships.
Uh-huh.
Like, my first long-term relationship was 2 years, and I was 16. So, like, into college, and then we broke up, and then I was in a three-year relationship.
Oh.
And we broke up.
Okay.
And then I was in a two-year relationship, and we broke up.
Okay.
So, for you, it's like you get that 24 months, you're like, oh, God, here we go.
Let's see if
here
he
we
makes
go.
The cut.
Yep.
And also, it's just, like, little things change, like, over that period of time. Like, I'm also just, like, one of those romantic people who I'm like, oh, yeah, if he asked me to marry him right now, I would totally say yes.
Why
would I regret it?
You hear yourself in Jess. You're like, well, I've been there.
Yeah,
I've
that's
been
me.
You before.
So you're saying, like, 3 years, son.
Yeah, after the three-year mark, if things are still going good and you're not questioning anything, like, then that's good.
Okay. Laurel from Laurel, one of my favorite
Thank
people that
Laurel
ever called this phone.
Laurel.
Thank you so much, Laurel.
Yeah,
bye.
Bye.
Now you too, 410-583-1065. How do you feel like after hearing these calls? What do you think now at this point? Just early into the conversation.
Well, also, it's not like he's asked me and it's not like he knows I'm talking about this. So this was just a conversation for us and everyone in Baltimore. So you guys just keep it between us, please. But I hear what everyone is saying and I do understand.
But what are you saying? You do it today. I would.
If he asked me today,
so
I'd be like, I mean, okay, hey, let's also remember though, I mean, he moved across the country with me the first time we've ever lived together.
Just,
and he, I mean,
I'll
just
be so, I'm
also,
be so, listen
you
to
know
you.
What though? Can we just, just like, if there's anything that 2020 has taught me, if I want to do something, I'm going to do it. And if it doesn't work out, I will fix it later. But if I want to do something, I'm going to do it. I'm sorry. COVID taught me.
Can somebody please remember this day when I'm like, hey, what was the day that Jess is like, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, about her failed marriage? What day was that?
Or 10 years later, and I have three babies, and you're the godfather of one of them. Well, what are we going to say?
Just one.
Only one. I'm only giving you one.
410-583-1065. Asking a pretty simple question. How long should you date before you get married? Jess has been dating her boyfriend, Garage Boy, for about
nine months.
And, like, she's not saying she's, like, ready for it, but she said if he did today, she would say yes.
Yeah, I did.
He would say yes.
Yeah, I did.
So, like, how long, like, should you wait? Jen from Baltimore, impart some wisdom onto our, I have deemed her Baltimore's little sister because how exactly how I feel like she is.
Okay.
How long do you wait? How long do you date for before you get married?
So, I kind of agree with both of you guys because I dated my soon-to-be ex-husband.
Oh, my God.
Leave her
3 years, and then we dated on and off for 3 years. Then we were solid for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Then we were engaged for 2 years. So, we had 7 years.
Yeah.
And after I got married young, and after 25 years, I'm getting divorced. But on the flip side of that, I do agree with Jess, because if you find somebody that you feel like that about and you want to have happy days with them, enjoy every happy day with them.
Hmm.
Like, yeah.
So you don't, you, so I'm just kind of confused on your final consensus here. Like, so are you glad you did it the way you did it, or?
I mean, I am. I never thought I'd be here at this time in my life.
Sure.
But we definitely had happy times, and I have two great kids out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just have to live for each day, basically. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of hard times. There's going to be a lot of happy times.
Yeah.
So if you find somebody you want to have those happy times with, then you just go for it.
Thanks,
well,
Jen.
Let me just give you some. I don't know how far along in your divorce you are, but I can tell you, someone that's 3 years removed, man, those first two were rough.
Yeah, it's not fun.
And
not fun
I can just tell you, though.
It wasn't your decision.
Well, and that's how it was for me, too. My wife literally just decided one day she didn't want to be married anymore. And she already kind of started pre-dating somebody leading up. It's fine.
Yeah.
But
very similar.
Okay, so then let me just give you this word of advice for anybody going through a divorce right now. Because I remember there were some days that I was like, I'm not going to make it through this. I don't know how I'm going to survive this thing. I don't think I'm going to come out on the other side. Now, here I am about 3 years removed. Yesterday would have been my 11-year wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it until I went on Facebook and saw Facebook memories pop up.
Yeah.
Healing happens. It happens. And like, I know right now, like, you dread the days. You dread like this. You dread this. But I am so much happier and healthier of a person post-divorce than I ever was when I was married. And I think you're going to see the same thing. So I just wish you the best in the healing process. You know, I really do. And just know that, like, we're here, you know? You ever need to call and vent about divorce?
Call
us. Because we'll talk you through it.
Well, I appreciate it. You guys are great.
Thank you so much, Jen.
And thanks for calling, too.
No problem. Have a great day, guys.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.